At this time, I will call the Franklin Township Board of Trustees business meeting to order on March 7th at 12 p.m. I would remind everybody to silence your cell phones and please keep all comments to yourself as this is a business meeting for the township. Chief Byron Smith, will you open us in prayer?
Absolutely. Father God, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, we just ask that you preside over this meeting. Help everyone with the things that are on their mind, troubles. Give everyone a clear heart, clear understanding. If you would, Lord, just bring a calmness to this setting. We thank you, we praise you, we give you our love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jan, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we have a roll call, please?
Absolutely. Mr. Blevins.
Here.
Mr. Leeser.
Here.
Mr. Fleshman.
Present. Are we going to do this first?
We're going to go to, let's go to public comments and questions.
Oops.
No, we want to do Jeff. We're going to do this first.
Okay.
There's no need to.
First up, we have Mr. Mullins. Remember, you get 3 minutes to speak. We won't interrupt. If there's any further discussion after that, that's not on the time issue. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, one thing I'd like to know what Jim found out about Franklin County.
County engineers have told me that our right-of-way is what
they're doing. Done.
Oh.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, that and they're starting to steal, and it ain't even summer yet. They're coming up out of the Christian Drive-In, or wherever you want to call it, that place that Queen owns,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming up and coming right up on the decks and stealing stuff already. So I just wondered maybe if we could get the police to drive, maybe once or twice at night, just make an appearance up and down Ray Avenue, or...
All right. Does he have anything else? Go ahead, Jim.
County engineers have told me that what they sent to us on our right-of-way is our right-of-way. So that 60-foot, 30-foot off center line is where our right-of-way ends.
Well, so how do we find out from the city? Because they keep saying that that part's in the township.
Really,
that's what
truly,
the city...
I haven't heard anything back from the city. The only contact that I've got, it had to go through the chains. I really don't know who to go to with the city, so I just contacted a contact that I have, and I'm hoping to hear back from them. But Mr. Mullins, I really don't have anything other to say other than the fact that the county told us this is what we've got.
And that's what we have to go by, is county.
I understand
county
that, but I, can't get out of the city. They keep saying 3 foot, and then they say the rest belongs to the township.
So my suggestion might be, Mr. Mullins, is if you can go down to the county and get a copy of their map, which they will produce to you, and then just go to the city and say, listen, this is the county map. How are you saying that this is XYZ? I want to see your map, because and I'm just thinking of you as my father. All you're getting is the lip service back and forth over the phone. The city's like, oh, no, et cetera. But if you have something tangible in your hand from Franklin County, and you take that over to the city and say, this is XYZ, maybe you'll get a better answer.
Or contact a landowner and ask them if they would clean it up. I mean, it's their property. And
is there anything, I know Carol's talked about this too, but of those homeless living back there, they're the ones that's coming up.
Okay, this is a whole other question.
I'm just saying, it goes with that property that Queen owns. What's he going to call it?
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may,
because
I did see an email on this.
Yeah.
Chief, did you guys walk that property and for homeless? And I was reading different emails back and forth and responding, and it was great that we had those emails and being alert. And I welcome those, because if it wasn't for the residents in that area, one thing, it wouldn't be clean. Mr. Queen himself was here and was not happy with me when I explained to him as a board member that he was not a good steward of his own property. How is it that you want to do X with it and you can't even maintain your own property? If it wasn't for the good people and residents of the township, it wouldn't have been as clean as it is. But, sir, did you find...
Yeah, the day before yesterday, I was over there. We walked it. I talked to Carol. It looks like the camp is going to be kind of in a swampy area. There's a car back there, which is probably in about 3 to 4 feet of water. So there's no way to get a tow truck back to it until, my guess is maybe June when it dries out. Most of that area back there is the property of the city of Columbus, or at least their jurisdiction. But we're still going to try to do what we can to do our part.
Okay.
So the problem is it's buried in there, and we're going to have to come in from probably behind Central Point.
Is our officers aware, have you made them aware that, you know, like for instance, the thieves that go on, the petty stuff that is going on, you know, it's getting summer, people like to put their chairs and stuff out, they don't want to go on Marketplace and buy it back.
No, I agree. No, the officers are aware of everything, just like I'll send out something about the propane tanks today. Problem is, you know, like I told Carol, you know, I passed 3 homeless camps to get to that one. It's such a problem in this city. We're doing the best we can with what we have, but
you say that's part of the you say part of that's the city.
Yes.
Can we contact the city attorney and have him do his little cleanup? And they usually go through and just mow all the bushes and everything down.
Yeah, that and between them and the railroad is what happened last time about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll try to reach out to the city and see if we can't get their assistance and use some of their resources.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next we have Jan Lee.
It's okay. The same thing I say every time, just thank you to everybody. You all be safe out there, and thank you again.
Okay.
Moving
and
on to the
women, I've got one more. And I forgot to put it in. Would you, Juanita, you want me to ask the question in regards to the trash dumping late at night?
You can, but I didn't get enough time, the hours that they were coming.
Okay, so if I can just address the board on her behalf, what we're seeing with Finland Avenue is local waste is coming in, and sir, if we can find out, is there a noise ordinance go to the school as well as far as them coming in at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning and emptying those trash cans and setting them down and going boom?
At where, John?
Okay.
Where? I mean,
Finland Elementary Schools. Oh. So they hit each one of those. The contractor, which I believe is local waste for them, does not recognize the Franklin Township noise ordinance because they are affiliated, from what I understand, with the school. They feel that they do not have to abide by the noise ordinance.
Do you think it's local waste?
Yes, so we would need to probably find out from our attorney, does the Southwestern City Schools have privy over the not abiding by the noise ordinance and bringing trash trucks in to empty their trash at 2, 3, 4 in the morning? So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
I just said that I would speak on that because voice is a little low for her today.
Yep. Moving on to new business. Mr. Jeff Wolchak, looks like you have some audit adjustment reports for us. I always love these things. It's so much fun. You have the floor, sir. Oh, you got his handouts?
Yes.
They're on here, but okay.
I thought that might be a little better.
I think you got one of three on there. So a few weeks ago, working out with the auditor, state's office, the representatives, we finally agreed to a number for the end of December of 2019. And wait a minute, I gave you the wrong one first. My bad.
I'm not going crazy. I may be going crazy, but
there. Yep. Sure. That number that we agreed to is $1,325,739 as far as all the fund balances go at December 31st, 2019. And when I say we agreed, they had their information. I had information from 2020 going forward as to all the transactions that cleared the bank in 2020 relating to 2019. So we compared our notes and we agreed to the $1,325,000, which that's a good start. We're getting closer to moving forward and being done with this, okay? The first page, the first three pages, is just a summary by individual fund of all the changes that have taken place for 17, 18, 19, okay? And if you turn to page four, you'll start to see what the adjustments were that audit found. A lot of them relate to credit card transactions and the way that they were being handled back then. That has changed, and we've got a good handle on the credit card transactions. They're being recorded correctly. Back then, wasn't happening. There's also a handful of receipt transactions that they've picked up on. They actually found and cleaned up some that I wasn't able to. And that has to do with how they were able to get information from UAN that I wasn't able to.
I have a more of a statement just to the people that are hearing. The credit card transactions, it wasn't as if there was any wrongdoing other than them just merely being calculated, or we have a policy now in place how they are to be used so that they are calculated correctly. Is that correct?
I don't know if I would
back
say that.
Back then, it was the way they were posting the transactions.
I meant to say posting, yes.
Okay. So they open up a purchase order, they posted the transaction when they got the receipt.
Correct.
The problem is, all of these transactions show up on the statement for the credit cards.
Okay.
And should never get posted until you have the statement in hand to match them up.
Okay.
So you're having transactions posted that didn't match up with the credit card statement. There were transactions on the credit card statement that never showed up in the records either, that were not posted. So a combination of two things.
Okay.
Okay. Like I said, that's been cleaned up and taken care of, and moving forward, it's done correctly now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right. I did not total up the net adjustments for all 3 years, but there are in the vicinity of $400,000 worth of adjustments. Now, keep in mind, these adjustments are just the final ones from audit. I received from the Auditor of State's Local Government Services section a spreadsheet with 1,000 rows of transactions that were in question.
Okay.
And there's a lot of adjustments that were taken into account leading up to this.
So
that
out
I
of
took care of.
So out of that 1,000, we were able to clean up and marry it together, and we were good with that?
I'm not sure how to best answer your question, John.
Okay. I don't think I could be answered at this time, probably.
There were a lot of transactions that I got cleaned up. There were a lot of small ones that I didn't bother with.
Okay.
It reaches a point where you got to look at things from how much does it cost to do this versus the benefit. So I cleaned up the large ones. We got it down to a point where small dollar amount.
Okay.
Still a fairly large amount, though. Okay?
Okay.
But it reaches a point where you're investing a lot of time to find little transactions and try and clean them up. Be done with it, post an adjustment against general fund, and move forward.
So when it when you're trying to find a penny and it costs you $100 to find it.
Exactly.
Got you.
Okay. Yeah. So all of the adjustments that audit has presented and things that are moving forward still create problems with the reconciliations moving into 20, 21, 22, 23.
Okay.
Which require more cleanup. The second worksheet that I gave you is moving forward into 20 and 21 and 22. Now, keep in mind that I was able to get things reconciled in 22 and 23 completely. Still working with 20 and 21, trying to find all the transactions that were a problem is still a problem. Okay? I'm down to a point with 20 that I have a $5,000 difference between what I can reconcile and what the bank says. So that's pretty good at this point. But still moving forward, those audit adjustments plus things being cleaned up in 20 and 21 still affect everything. the balances roll forward. So it's going to take me a little more time to get that wrapped up. I'm truly hoping to have it wrapped up by the end of the month. Okay, I'm tired of going backwards and looking at this stuff. But we've got transactions that come back into play that have to be addressed. And I can tell you that in 20, and I think I will give you a good example of it, if you turn to page 4, you'll start to see a list of all the receipts and the expenditure transactions that have not been properly recorded or recorded at all. And there's quite a few of them.
So for a lot of people that are hearing this, how are we doing for 23 and 24 compared to the issues we had prior to you coming here?
23 and 24 is fully reconciled.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of things that we cleaned up in late 21,
mm-hmm.
you start to see the benefit of it in 22 and 23.
That's what I'm getting at. Okay. So basically our eating habits have really cleaned up that we are doing this correctly.
Yes. You could say you're now using your plate and your flatware correctly,
okay,
instead of eating off the table with nothing else. Okay.
Some of your analogies.
And again, I started here June of 20, and I was working on the prior stuff from 17, 18,
19. Sure.
Working with Mary, I knew what she was working on and cleaning up a number of things. What I didn't know is the problems that she was having and the other problems that still existed in there. And late 21 is when I began to pick up on that in the 22 and start addressing things and trying to get these things cleaned up. Because I was finding problems looking at the bank statements versus what was posted to the financials records.
With us having policies and procedures now, I think that a lot of that, we have a good guideline of how this should operate correctly so that we don't fall between the cracks.
I'll go along with that, yes.
We are starting to implement more and more policies.
There are more things that audit has brought to your attention that go beyond what I've done.
Sure.
With,
okay? What we did the last meeting was just the tip of the iceberg of the changes coming around here.
So
buckle up, folks.
So the one thing that, and again, 22 and 23 fully reconcile, every month I reconcile the bank to the books.
Okay.
Transactions, if any, that are missing or didn't get recorded correctly are all posted and taken care of. They're done timely now.
So you don't have to go back and do 12 months
exactly
what you went through.
Now, on occasions, there are a few things that pop up. We're wrestling with what's happening with the credit card machine. We seem to have some transactions that aren't marrying up the way they should, and we're trying to nail that down, figure out what's happening there so we can get it straightened out.
Okay.
I'll know by the time I get done with February reconciliation as to what's happening with those things.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
We do have a few other items that carry along on the reconciliation that are slowly getting cleaned up.
Okay.
Okay. But again, we find them immediately and we address it. Where before reconciliations were not being done, so we never knew what was happening.
You got to go back 7 years and figure it out. That's tough.
Exactly. So right now, where I stand with working on 2020, I got to go through 21 yet. I'm down to a difference of what number I have to hit in 22 of $42,800 that I've got to figure out yet. And eventually it's going to get down to a point where we're just going to adjust the plug number against general fund and be done, because it's not worth the cost. Okay?
Sure.
Good. Especially considering we got 22 and 23 pretty well cleaned up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, also keep in mind, this affects the financial reports that have been filed with the Auditor State's office, and they need to be updated. So that's part of what takes place here.
Okay.
Okay? So, we're Mark, getting
you have
there,
any questions?
Almost there.
Not on this.
Okay.
Okay.
You're done?
Yes.
With your whole report?
Yes.
Okay, so I do have a question then. So okay. Part of, I've sat in the audience all those years.
Yes.
And part of your deal here was to do these things. You're also was part of it was to train fiscal officers, is that correct?
Correct.
And so
I want to know where we stand on training the new fiscal officer.
Take my question, Mike.
It's very difficult to train someone that doesn't show up here to do a job.
So how you're here how many hours a week?
I'm here about 20 hours a week. I'm okay. Here 7:30 to 11:30, sometimes noon, every day.
So do we have any understanding, Mr. Mazur, do you have any idea of how many hours a week or month that she's here?
I don't think it's really Mr. Mazur's job to track
no,
that.
No, I'm just down there if he knew. I mean, I'm no, just asking I, somebody that's here. I mean, I didn't want to bring Robin into
right.
it.
Right. That, you're correct. Because then, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see your answer. So, I see your questioning.
I will honestly tell you, I rarely see her.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
This is disturbing.
Okay. We can't train someone that's not here.
Exactly. And it doesn't pay for me to come running down here in the afternoon when she's here for 45 minutes to train her. It ain't going to work. Nobody in their right mind is going to show up and try to do that.
Right.
So,
I didn't have anything.
So, you want to eventually, you and I have had a conversation, and you want to get out of here. I want to be a consultant.
Correct.
On audits, either information here or ongoing, but you want to get out of here and turn this day-to-day operations over.
Correct.
Explain to us where we're going to be if that happens.
Well, there's only so much that Robin can do. And trying to do everything is not going to work. There needs to be somebody here that at least has the experience and background I have.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be a CPA. They just need the experience and the background. I meant to have with me today a sample job description of we'll call a finance manager and what those duties would involve. Essentially, we'd pick up and take care of or do a lot of what I've done. Now, whether that person works under the fiscal officer or under the trustees, that's your decision. But I will send to you guys a job description for a finance manager, we'll call it, okay? So that you can have an idea of what's going on. Now, whether that person is full-time or part-time is your call. But at a minimum, somebody needs to be here probably 25 hours a week.
So in my opinion of one board member, the amount of time that you've been here, you were recommended by the auditor of state as someone that you've worked with, and we thought it was in the best interest of the township. And the reason I'm saying this is because the other two board members were not here at that current time. Moving forward to the other board members, I think it's essential that we have yourself or someone come in to make sure that these numbers are matching up on a monthly basis so that you don't have to go back and try to figure something out and get something in mirror, and that if there is an issue, like for instance making the credit card machine match up like it's supposed to, that doesn't go on for a year or two and then try to catch it back up again. So I think to the board that we need to, however it works out with the fiscal officer or whatever's going on there, we need to have a private entity such as this come in and be able to establish as a CPA and go over our numbers, because essentially what we're doing is protecting the dollars and how they're being used for the township and accountability.
So I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to hire an employee. Because the job that they're going to do is not going to meet the definition of an independent contractor.
Sure.
No, this is, I think what Mr. Fleshman's speaking
overseas,
of.
Overseas, just to over.
Above and beyond hiring someone.
Yes.
They need to be involved in some of the day-to-day activities.
Right, right. So someone like yourself, long story short, I would love to bring you in, even at some point when you turn it over. I'd still like to bring you in either quarterly, monthly, or something. Since you have a good grasp of what's going on, your background experience, you're with other townships as an elected official as well.
Well,
and
no.
No?
As appointed. I am the appointed finance officer for the Village of Minerva Park.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have been a former city auditor. I've been a former finance director and assistant finance director. And I have 30 years with the Auditor of State's office in there. Four with the audit division and 26 with the consulting division, where I help train local governments government officials, and we cleaned up a lot of messes.
So the problem being is, I don't know how to say this.
The crux of the situation.
We're on this. And I don't know if we're supposed to be in an executive meeting to mention this, but I don't even know if our fiscal officer lives in the township.
I've heard rumors up to that effect, too, and questioning, but what it really comes down to is somebody needs to be here that understands how to do this stuff. When you look at the criteria for an elected fiscal officer, it's two things. They live in the township, and they're a registered voter.
Right.
There is absolutely no accounting background or anything required. Uh-huh. And this is not a glorified bookkeeping position.
Sure. Yeah. And then to the audience, when we appointed her to finish out Mary Reinhart's position.
No, actually, Nick was
there. Nick, I apologize. No. Thank you, sir.
We've been through Margarita.
We've been through five, so I apologize.
We have to have it. I got a school card up here. That's the only way I remember.
When we interviewed and the board needed to appoint someone, one of the reasons that we appointed was based on her background working with, I believe it was a trucking company and doing their finances. She had payroll experience and things of that nature. We were trying to pick the best quality person that we could. Because you have to sign up to say, yes, you want to do the job. And we only had three candidates. Mm-hmm. And out of the candidates, we picked the best that had, as you're saying, at least an idea how to turn on a calculator and be able to work. So we thought it would work out fine.
My understanding, too, was she would be here at 9:30 every day.
Yeah, I unfortunately, as a board, we're here to see over the finances and et cetera, et cetera. We do not see that on a day-to-day basis.
She's an elected official too.
Right.
She can set her own hours also.
Right.
Unfortunately,
the board does not control her department per se. We are over when we pass resolutions. The board sees and signs every check, et cetera. But we cannot be telling her when she has to be here and not be here. She doesn't have to be at every meeting. I think it's one every quarter. She's required to be at a township meeting. So I'm just saying things so that the people in the audience, I'm kind of stunned what I'm hearing anyways about the time frame, but I'll just shut up with that.
Yeah, we probably need to discuss it, other things and at another time.
Before you go, I have one more thing to say. You were ready to walk away from that podium, and no one had any questions, and I brought it to your attention. And now it's quite concerning to me that we seem to have all these questions. He had ample opportunity to ask you these questions about what's going on, because your duty, and they hired you to train the fiscal officer. I was sitting back there when it happened. I wasn't sitting here. This is the first time you've ever came. You and I speaking in a public forum. And so we need to hold what you've been hired to do, and you was hired to do these reports, and you were hired to train the fiscal officer. Why you have not been asked these questions before this baffles me.
Well, working with Mary, we were getting some things done, okay? Nick took over for Mary, and we had the down pat to where I was down to maybe 15 hours a week. Nick understood how to do a number of things and was quite capable of doing it, and he was doing it. And I think he was probably doing about 20 hours a week, which worked perfect. Robin was getting things done, Nick was getting things done. I filled in on a few things, and was working very smooth, very well. Well, unfortunately, Nick left. So Marguerite came in, she was here for 2 months, really didn't get much of a chance to really learn a whole lot, okay? But she tried. At least she was here, too. Then comes Lindsay. Again, I've only seen her on a few occasions.
So all I got. Thanks.
Okay? So, not to throw a nail in the coffin, I did a little checking on some things. Lindsay has not signed into the accounting system since about December 15th, 20th.
So she has no clue. She has no clue then of where we are as far as financials in any way or form, shape or form.
Other than what she sees when she comes in here on paper.
When was the last time she'd signed in?
Roughly December 15th, 20th.
December 15th.
Oh. It's almost 3 months.
She's been asked to bring in the laptop that she has to get the updated software on it. That has not happened.
Is there anything else, sir, that this board needs to be addressed about? We got to take the person away from the situation and not feel that we're hurting feelings or we're tattletelling. We need to know as a board stuff like this. Is there anything else that we're not aware of?
Best I can do that I can tell you at this point.
Okay.
Now, do keep in mind, I'm still reconciling monthly. I deal with the pension reports or reviewing with Robin. Okay. I deal with all of the budgetary side of things.
I understand.
Okay. And I keep that in check as far as the appropriations and making sure they're all posted correctly, make sure that the appropriations are within the estimated resources. In other words, the maximum that you could do. Making certain that side looks good, information is filed with the County Budget Commission that needs to be filed with the County Budget Commission. Okay?
Had you not been doing this, we'd be right back where we were, where things are late, not getting filed, and we would be in a mess again.
Yes.
Who correct. Do you report to?
Pardon?
Who do you report to? Do you report to Lindsay, or do you report to Steve, or do you report to the board?
I report to both Lindsay and the board.
Okay, so I think it's important that we get updates.
Absolutely.
Any communication.
Especially like this, for 3 months. I thank you for telling us about that. I had no clue. Sometimes I hear bits and pieces that may be what is considered rumor, and I don't get involved in it.
Right.
But I was not aware that, call it absentee, because as an elected official for the public, there are certain things that she has to do that Robin cannot do because she's the assistant. Mm-hmm. The physical officer has to the UAN and different functions, and she has to be the person that signs off on X, Y, and Z. And it's very disturbing to think since December 15th, I think it was, you said, or 20th.
15th, 20th. Yeah.
Is the only time that you've checked. That's like saying that's the last time you checked your bank statements for your personal self, and you're out wanting to shop.
If it is a password problem, she has never requested a reset on the password. I know she knows to do that because there's evidence in the accounting system that she needed to do it a couple of times November, December last year.
Now,
there's a transaction log that can be generated out of the accounting system that shows who's done what.
So, working abroad? Is say she's hooked up to her own internet or goes
to. You'll have to talk to your IT people to see how that gets registered and tracked.
But still,
if she signed into the accounting system, it would show.
It would still log it no matter where she's at.
Yes. Okay.
Could you please print that report or send it electronically to each of us?
I could send it electronically, but you will have to do a search on her name to find the information. Okay?
Yep. Please do that. I'd like to see that.
And thank
that.
You. I know that's not a pleasant feeling.
No, it's not.
And
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but look, we need to get this information because we need to keep moving forward.
I can't stand here and tell you something that's not the truth.
I appreciate that, and thank you.
No, I'm not saying that you would, but we need it when we have a conversation because
still important to
as I've said many, many times sitting here at this table that it's their money, not my money.
Yes.
It's their money. And we need to be, we're held accountable for how it's spent and how it's done. So we need to make sure that.
It looks bad on the board because the voters are going to come to the board and say, how could you not know? Because you saw us perk up pretty quick going, excuse me?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean that.
You guys have an obligation to take corrective action to ensure this stuff.
Because
over the last 7 years, what's going on doesn't happen again.
At the end of this meeting, we need to make some phone calls to find out what the next step.
Keep in mind that the problems existed beyond 17. It goes back as far as 2013.
Oh, my God.
okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, the state's not looking at that yet.
No, they will not go backwards on
right. it. Oh, they won't?
That's generally a policy that they will not go back into the prior audit periods unless they find wrongdoing.
Okay. Mr. Mazur, can I ask you please set up a executive meeting next week with us and Lindsay?
Do we also want legal counsel for, you know, what we're doing? Do we have an absentee? What questions we can? I think that Julie. We should have legal there that knows the ins and outs of fulfilling your job okay. and your duties.
I'm fine with Julie being there. If she has time, I'm fine. If not, we can...
Or even on the phone.
Yeah.
Just to counsel
Could
the
Could you
board.
Just do that and let us know when you can get it scheduled now? Now, I don't know what your schedule is.
I won't make it work. So that's the 11th through the 15th.
Okay. Yeah, if you can make it at like 9 a.m., that would be perfect.
Okay.
All right.
I wasn't ready for that one.
Where'd Jeff go? But I thank him.
We also have an engagement letter, I think, for him too on this one, don't we?
I don't know. Miss Patty Spencer from Southwest Area Commission. What do you have for us today?
Oh, I got a whole bunch of stuff.
Awesome. I love hearing that.
Happy March, everybody. Steve. Yes. Again, I'm sorry.
You're fine. No.
I still feel such... I had a horrendous February.
I understand.
My son had surgery.
Oh, sorry, John.
And it took, between his doctor's appointments and my doctor's appointments, I was not available to help out, and I do feel bad.
No. It worked out.
We
you
got
something
through it.
More important to take care of. We got through it.
Family comes first.
I didn't bring the township down, you know, crashing down, so it was good.
I got paid for neither, so, you know, it all worked out. Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, and I'll give you all this paperwork that mm-hmm. you can share with everybody if you want. I got this off of Newsbreak yesterday. Apparently, they are rescheduling... The hearing for the bus terminal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you know about it,
yeah.
but I saw it and thought I'd print it out and bring it.
60 days.
60 days?
Yep.
Each side has the opportunity and they're just going to drag
right.
it out. Continuance.
The second thing I have is there's free tax help for individuals or families that make under $70,000. And it's under www.614filefree.org. So if you know of anybody that needs it, hasn't filed yet, that's available. Also, and I don't know if the police and fire, no, I'm sure they do, the Knox Box information. Did you know about that? Okay. That is, it allows them to have access to houses and buildings in an emergency. So if you had a member or somebody, it's like a key access to be able to get to them quicker than whatever. But anyway, it was posted in one of my emails from the city, so I thought I'd share that. The city is also starting career opportunities for summer, so I have information on that. Paid summer work experiences for youth and adults. I've got information for that. If anybody, especially for if you know kids that are in school that are getting out for the summer, that would like to have some experience. AEP is launching a new bill assistance tool for anybody that's still with AEP that hasn't gone with a third party. So I've got that information for everybody. The homeowners assistant program, I have the clinic information all over the city that anybody can go to and talk about why their land taxes got jumped so high. And then also the Board of Revision in-person filing events all over the city that you can go to. So it's all the stuff I have. And
yeah. Thank you. We thank you. Appreciate it.
I will give that to you, and you can copy and disseminate however you want.
Okay. We do have, moving on to the next, we do have a new community liaison officer, Deputy Atkins from the Sheriff's Department.
Afternoon, you guys. My name is Dan Atkins. I'm just, I want to introduce myself. I obviously with the Sheriff's Office. I cover which is considered Zone 3, so Franklin Prairie, Jackson, Pleasant Townships. I'm here not to take over anybody's job. I'm just here to help Chief, help you guys, work out anything and everything, be it something small. I'll get with you guys about some of the issues you've had going on there. So anything, all my cards here. I'll be around after the meeting. Feel free. I'm seeing any way I can assist anybody with anything. That's what I'm here for.
Have they started the Citizens Academies up again yet?
They are, I believe, having another class in the fall. As soon as I get those dates, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, because we'd like to, oh, there's some citizens here I know that would like to take it. So. Thank you so much. Chief Smith, step on up to the podium, sir. The floor is now yours.
Thank you, sir. I have a few things. I give the stats, I'll give you a piece of paper, a little visual for you.
How many? Oh, no.
Just a couple attaboys for the some of the second shift guys. I'll go through it briefly. Some of it is still ongoing. On February 21st, Sergeant Pollock assisted SIU with a traffic stop, and after that a search was conducted, and as a result of that, over $11,000 was impounded cash out of the vehicle. Now, this led to a few other traffic stops. On February 28th, Sergeant Pollock and Officer Tim Myers also assisted SIU with another traffic stop. This led to, I'm trying to pick out the stuff we're not allowed to televise. Some other information, mm-hmm. which resulted in the picture you have before you, mm-hmm. of a traffic stop made last night, mm. in the area of Broad and Georgesville, where 114 grams of methamphetamines, mm-hmm. 15 grams of cocaine, 35 grams of fentanyl, and 2 ounces of marijuana was recovered and impounded, and that investigation is ongoing. So just a quick shout out to our second shift.
Could we start getting those updates emailed or text to us?
Sure.
On these, I mean, we get the DOAs. I would,
yeah,
this is something that might make the news that we need to be abreast of beforehand.
Yeah. Even a lot of times there's very limited information.
Right. Just, as long as we know,
summarize,
hey,
it.
And this one happened last night, correct?
That particular one was last night.
And you had another, I heard rumors of another big,
that one is still ongoing.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
That's the one, the previous two traffic stops all kind of led up to this.
Gotcha.
Also in the other one.
I do have a follow-up question when you're done, though.
Go ahead, sir.
With things that have happened in other jurisdictions, do we have a policy in place and a check system of evidence taken into custody?
Can you be more specific?
Do you, like you or the lieutenant, like go in and periodically check the evidence room?
Maybe.
No, we have a very strict
inventory.
Yes, you have Lieutenant Ratliff, and then you have Sergeant Moore, and then you have the officers that initially impound
Okay.
everything. So you have like a three-tiered check. And then everything, once it's disposed of, has to go by court order.
And that is turned over to county or?
Well, it depends on what it is. I mean, in the past, we've been able to retain property like guns and things like that. By court order, it comes into the department as firearms that's owned by the township. Drugs, things like that, that are disposed of, are done. Everything is done by court order.
Okay.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah. Well, kinda. Can you type up, or if you do already have it, so we have it on hand and on record of our procedures? Because I'm not saying none of our guys would, but there's always been questions out there. You know, what happened with another department here locally with evidence being taken from the evidence room? That way we can say, no, we've got this under check.
Right, that's why we have that triple tiered system.
Okay.
Don't we also have video camera too? At one time, didn't we have a camera for the anything that we had in the evidence room? Or?
There's no cameras in the evidence room itself.
Okay, currently. Okay.
There was talk when the ones prior to, I think these, or the one up in the middle, but for whatever reason, it was never decided to put one in.
As the chief, and being your department, and you're solely responsible, would you think a camera in there would help?
Possibly. I mean, we have a very strict chain of custody.
I realize that, but would it be another layer for you of being able to feel secure?
It would. We would just have to figure out a confidential method. Like, it couldn't be a camera that's posted on, like, Steve's wall. Because it's inside the evidence room.
Okay.
So you can't televise that.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is why we haven't really figured out a way to... Because the whole thing would have to be kept 100% recorded and confidential.
Okay. Let's look into that. Okay. I just think it might be something to help protect our guys and you.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So January stats, and I have more, so I'll try to be a little bit brief. I don't know if these were given, so we'll do it again. January this year, there were 580 calls for service, 76 incident reports taken, and 62 traffic stops. February of this year, we went down to 574 calls for service, 83 incident reports, and 57 traffic stops. Questions on those?
Easy. I'm good.
The speed trailer that we have, well, I'll give an update on the new one. So the new ones, we have the PO, so that is being ordered today, and we'll find out how long that's going to take to get that in and up and running, and I'll keep the board up to date on that. The mobile trailer we currently have is on Big Run East. For the last 14 days, we had a total of 7,026 vehicles, 2,297 violators, which is anything going over 30 miles an hour. So if you're hitting 27, 28, once you hit 30, you become a violator. Average speed is 33 miles per hour, which is not normally excessive, but because of the twists and turns, we try to monitor that because we have had a lot of nasty accidents in that area in the past.
Speaking of, don't mean to interrupt you, but speaking of speed cameras and trailers, you might want to get with Jim. Jim might be able to help you get the info, but I know on Hague Avenue, the county had theirs up.
Okay.
I don't know if it, has the same data that you're looking for, but I do know it was up, and maybe it could be some more
extra tools data for us for up there.
Yeah.
Because I know we still have the stationary camera up around Chippewa. It's on a pole. There's some tree branches in the way now, so the hardest thing with these things is finding a good location where you get a really good line of sight.
That's why the trailer will be much better.
Yeah. So once we have those two, that'll be really beneficial. So next on the agenda, I believe, we have the MailChimp, the monthly newsletter. They have raised their prices, so we're asking for an amendment, amending resolution 2023-026 to to 2024-026. It has increased from, I believe, $35 to $45 mm-hmm. monthly.
Can you tell me what that does, Chief?
Yeah, it's an electronic newsletter that we send out with stats, any pertinent information, anything that we want the public to know. The last time I heard, we had about 2,000 subscribers. I don't have a really easy way of knowing how many of those are not in the township.
Do you know the last time we had a letter go out?
It went out last month.
Last month. Hmm. I used to get them, but I don't get them anymore.
Really?
So yeah, I don't either.
That's weird. You're both subscribed. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
I'll have Ratliff look into that. He's the one that sends it out.
While we're on this subject, I'm curious about the Community Connect page. Do you have any information on that whatsoever?
No, it's not our page, so
okay.
I haven't even looked at it, to be honest with you.
All right. So, are we to...
I do have a resolution if you want to.
Yeah, go ahead and read that resolution. And
y'all set. Chief, you good? Chief?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is resolution 2024-026. It's a resolution amending resolution 2023-026, approving the police department monthly online newsletter membership increase. It be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the police lieutenant to resume the online month police newsletter using an online host at a membership fee not to exceed $45 per month. It is a reoccurring credit card charge. If the monthly membership fee should increase, the lieutenant is to notify the Board of Trustees immediately.
I will make a motion to
get that for you.
Let's do the resolution as it's written. Make a motion to accept it as it's written. Well, is there any discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Give me one sec here, Jim.
Yep. You're pulling triple duty today.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you know you were going to have to do double duty today?
Yeah, about 5 minutes before the meeting. All right.
Good.
Anything else for us?
Yes, sir.
Do you have some more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have more. So back when Ari Alex was a trustee, he signed up or facilitated a grant through the Ohio Auditor Estates Office, mm-hmm. the opioid grant. So last year, we were awarded $3,800. And Steve and I had a discussion on what to do with that money, and we decided that buying medical kits for the cruisers would be a good idea. So, long story short, today I was provided by fiscal some information on the grant. I still believe that our current use for those medical kits does fall in line with the very vague guidelines of the opioid grant. Because part of the grant is us trying to prevent illicit or licit opioids and also support recovery. By doing that, we respond to overdoses on a daily basis, and some of these can be very trauma. You know, they can contain a lot of trauma. So these medical kits can help the officers in mitigating these injuries until EMS gets there. Okay. So
I can get there. I can see that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's.
I mean, I've been out on runs with you guys. I can see the use of a med kit.
I mean, I believe I can make that argument. So we have sent it over to Julie to get an opinion from her before we move forward with asking for the supplemental appropriation of the opioid money, which I was under the impression had been done back in 2023, but apparently it is not.
Okay, so we're waiting on to do the appropriation until after we hear back from Julie?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And if it's determined that these medical kits cannot be use from that grant, then what I will do is work with Jeff Wilczek in
uncovering. Work with our fiscal officer.
The whole team to find unencumbered funds that we can use to keep the thing.
I'm sure we'll figure something out.
Yes, I believe so too.
Yeah. It's a good cause. I mean,
Before you leave grants.
Yes, sir.
That's why it's important that all grants go through the fiscal department. I know I've sat in on meetings where there was an issue, where there was grants kept over at the police department. And I just think it's important to go ahead. I think it's important that all grants run through the fiscal department.
No, I agree.
I mean, you looked at me like you didn't know that there was an incident where...
No, I'm very well aware.
Right?
Yeah, it was not a typical grant, Mike. It was a grant that we didn't necessarily apply for or have to apply for. We were simply awarded those traffic monies for... You know, traffic enforcement. So,
but when things go wrong years later,
right,
they don't have all that information.
I know.
What they have is that fiscal has made a mistake. And so that's why I think it's important that all grants run through fiscal.
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
So we're on the same page.
Anything else for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This one just has some chicken scratch, but just ignore that. This is the redactive software for...
I was going to pass it on down, but...
So, the redactive software we have for the body cameras expired. The licensing expired. It was not a very user-friendly software. So we got with Motorola, which is where we have our body cameras. They now have their own proprietary software. They were not able to pull this together for us before we got the quote for the body cameras. I have a quote which is broken down yearly and also for the 5 years that we have the contract for the body cameras. So what I want to do is simply present this to the board for examination, and perhaps next meeting we can discuss, you know, is there ARP money that could be used for this, that we also, you know, cause that's the way we did the body cameras, or do we need to look at other options? So that's mainly just for you to...
You should have a line item in your budget for this annual payout, right?
No, sir, because the body cameras were originally funded through the general fund, and then the ones that we have now are now through ARP, so the entire contract has been paid from ARP money. So there's nothing in our budget.
So this is something, Mr. Chairman, I think that we need to nail down a funding source going forward, whatever we do, if it's going to be coming from the general fund on a yearly basis, or if we are going to set aside a line item for the future.
I think we need to get it on board, but I think we definitely need to do that. And I believe being police, I think it should come out of that fund, but we can look at it.
Is there room in your budget for this?
It was not budgeted for this year, but okay. I can certainly meet with fiscal and we can look at the budget and see if we can't find
it. But going forward, we could put a line item in your budget like 2025.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Is let's make sure to get some of this stuff cleaned back up to like taking it off the general funds, because they're going to be getting hit with other charges now.
No, I understand.
And,
yeah, so the body cameras are completely said and done.
Okay.
The only thing we would have to deal with would be the redactive software. And again, this is just to provide you guys with the information. And then next meeting...
Yeah, he's not asking for anything today.
We can have a conversation.
I'm sorry?
He's not asking
move
on it today.
I know, we're not asking to move... I know you're not asking to move on it, but this dollar amount, grand total here, that would be for the 5 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess that would answer my... If I should ask that question first.
Yeah.
A little over $2,000 a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the way it's broke down, I think on the last page, you have that initial setup of like $6,000 and something.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's like $945 a year or something like that.
Okay. Life expectancies of the new cameras? How many years?
With the contract, we have at least three. within 3 years of our contract we have, every camera we have will be upgraded free of charge,
right,
to the newest camera, and then those will be under warranty for another 2 years to the end of the 5 year
agreement. So that would take us through the five. That's what I was trying
yes,
to
sir.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I remember, I thought it was, yeah, I couldn't remember the year. I knew there was somewhere and there was going to get new cameras.
Mm-hmm. Like midway through, they're going to upgrade every camera we have.
I just remember everybody saying how technology, it was Bob that told us how technology keeps changing it and all that. I just wanted to make sure.
It's probably out of date.
If we go with the five, that we're going to have the same.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, they do that so they can keep charging.
Absolutely. Everybody does it, right?
Yeah.
Can't buy a light bulb that goes 10 years.
So are you done presenting?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you one quick question.
I have one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I had a meeting with Lieutenant Ratliff and Steve and myself, and during that meeting came up about payroll, and we've implemented a new payroll system.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And so you're in the throes of learning it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important that the lieutenant learns how to do the payroll at the same time you learn to do the payroll, because during that meeting he said he did not know how to do payroll, but he was open to learning.
Yes. No, I'm
so I know it seems like we have one person do it, and I believe there's times where you've came in on times off to make sure payroll gets done and everything. It wouldn't hurt, like when you're doing payroll, if Dave overlooked your work. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like you did payroll, Dave overlooked it.
Yes.
Before it comes over here, where it becomes a problem when it becomes over here if there's mistakes.
No, we're already implementing that, starting with the first time.
Okay, great.
Which will be Monday.
I just wanted to just double check that. That's all I wanted.
Well, that way, if I was on vacation, not
absolutely.
Here,
absolutely. Yeah, you should be able to go on vacation freely and not have to come back in to do payroll.
Right.
And that's why we made the move for payroll, to give it more days.
Yes.
Okay.
That's really worked out pretty well.
Couple questions for you. One, we talked about the Postal Service Union. Did you make it down there to talk to on the call where the car drove through the gates?
Yes, that was all cleaned up. The report was taken.
No, did you meet with them?
I did not meet with them.
Okay.
The officer went back, met with them, and took his report.
Okay. Also, there was a meeting last Friday at Havenwood.
Yes.
With CPD and I believe Sheriff's Department. Was you informed of that?
No, I wasn't. That was actually Thursday.
Okay. Thursday. Have you found out what that was about?
Well,
talk about this at a later date?
I know what they say it's about. They are trying to promote their services. I do believe there is going to be some ongoing strategic help involving the city and the county as far as drugs and crime and stuff like that in Havenwood. So they are going to meet every month. So we have the next meeting scheduled.
Okay.
Which is in April.
And the young child that was found in our jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked into why we wasn't even notified until after the fact?
Yes.
Okay.
Chief Gilbert was notified by someone at CPD that they were doing a grid search. He was not aware it was actually in the township.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't dropping things.
No, he sent it out to his guys. One would think dispatch would have picked up on the fact that it was in the township and sent it to our guys. They did not. So.
Okay, out of your control.
Yes, there you go.
Because I was asked about that, and
so
now I have an answer I can go back with.
Yeah.
Fair enough. John, you have anything?
I have nothing.
All right. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
I apologize, Mr. Stevens. You had asked me if you could have gone first because you had something.
That's
you
fine. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let Bobby go.
No. Okay.
You sure?
Yeah. No, no, go ahead.
No, after you. doctor.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jim.
I do apologize, Jim. It totally slipped my mind until I looked over at you.
You're good. I still got a little bit of time. We'll make it work.
What happens when you get old?
Yeah.
True. I keep hearing that.
Yeah. I'm glad I'll never get there, so we'll be good.
I actually did not have anything on the agenda, but as everybody knows, it doesn't always work out that way. Some things pop up after the agenda's been put out. This is an estimate that we were given
and this is just an FYI for everybody to see, this is just an estimate that was given to us for our paving project for this year. Oh, yeah. I think you already got one.
I think I gave you the right one. As you can see, doing quite a few roads this year, and this all has a lot to do with our road district that we've got put into play. We have to do so much with the monies that are brought in every year in order to still continue to get that. So we kind of rolled some things over from last year to make it, you know, feasible to do quite a bit this year. I did get with, actually I got with Jeff earlier because there was a question I had with what we had rolled over from last year into this year to see exactly where we were at. I knew what we had in our budget right now that I can pull up on UAN, but I knew there was some in the makes sense, in the back, I guess.
In the rears.
In the rears. So I got with them and found out that, you know, with the total price, if you look on the third page at the very bottom, we actually have enough to do that and pave all of these roads, which would be great. And for the audience to know the roads we're talking about, because I got to fill out, Jesse, the whole Broad Lawn addition will be completely repaved. Broad Lawn will be done, which takes care of that page. Ray Avenue is going to be done from one end to the other. We were going to do the little offshoot alley that per se Hunt that goes back that way. The county looked into that. We're going to have to bypass that alley. We'll just stay on top of that with our grindings and everything for this point, because it's actually too far gone for them just to come in and do a mill and fill. We're going to have to come in and do another whole rebuild. Brown Road, which is actually Old Brown Road, which is south of Frank, there's a section on Brown Road that is actually township. We don't maintain it, we don't plow it, it's all pretty much done by the city and county as they're going down through there. But it's a joint venture between the city and the county. That whole road's going to get done. Well, we didn't jump in and do our part, we'd have one section of old paving in there, then we would have to come back in. So the county contacted me, asked me if it was something that we would be interested in doing. I said, can you please put it on our estimate, and then we'll just see what we've got, you know, see what we've got to work with. But that pretty much sums that up.
Jim, south of where on Brown?
I'm sorry?
Where on Brown again? Huh? I'm sorry.
South of Frank.
Which part?
South of Frank.
Because south of Frank, but it's funny how you drive down that road, you'll see you're in the town, or you're in the limits, you're out of the limits. We've got like a section here, then a section there, and then a section there. So, yeah, but this way it'll be completely done. And then I do know down at Dyer and Old Brown, they're going to completely redo it. That's kind of been a very bad intersection, although that's with Jackson and I think the city right there at that end.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just us being, I guess, a good neighbor and doing our part on it too. But only thing I wanted to do is just get it in front of you. Next meeting in 2 weeks, we'll be able to have a supplemental to be able to pull the monies that's in the rears into play.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the only, and a resolution. I think today about, I think the only thing I'm going to need would be a motion to go ahead and kind of move forward with the county, let them know where we're at and what we're doing.
I'll make a motion that you go ahead and contact the county and let them know where we're at, what we're going to do, and appropriations will be coming.
Yeah, and like I said, in 2 weeks we'll be able to go ahead and have the resolution and everything ready to go.
Yeah, so. I think we can cover that with that motion.
Okay.
I would ask for if there's any discussion. Hearing none, can I have a second?
I'll second.
Steve, whenever you get a chance, we'll take a roll call.
Yes, sir. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Anything else?
I have a quick question. When will they start, Jim, just out of curiosity?
This would be probably going towards the fall. They usually, right now, they just got all their bids in, you know, and what they're doing now is they're just rearranging the schedule. Usually Mr. Mullinax will send me, let's see where we're just now going into March. By the end of April, I should have a complete schedule, and then that's when they start working it through the summer and into the fall.
And then lastly, I'm going to ask everybody, do you and Ryan both do payroll?
Oh, yeah.
In your department?
Yeah,
and
he
has. And just for everybody to know, the township has taken your payroll system, and we have implemented it over into the police department. And I just want to give you credit because it's your system. You worked with it over these years. it came through to be, you know, great. I assumed you both were able to do it, but I'm going to ask everybody across the board.
No, that's
just because I think it's very important.
Ryan, you know, I've taken Ryan in there. I mean, Ryan's actually learning a lot because he has to, because what happens if something happens to me and I can't be there?
And that's my whole point.
Ryan's learning UAN. He's learning everything to be able to get on and read it and do the whole PO systems. He's been doing payroll for a couple of years now.
Great.
Doesn't like it.
Sure.
But
no one does.
No, I don't either.
That's why he makes all the money.
Yeah, right. But no, and then with that being said, I'm more than happy to help them out any way I can.
Yeah, and I knew that too.
It's like just a plug and play.
Sure.
Just so you know, well, when he has to fill in the meetings, when you had medical emergencies and things,
Ryan,
like that, Ryan, when he had to come in here, he's done a fantastic job with the residents.
Yeah, he was threatened. Thank you, Bobby. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for sticking.
Chief Arnold, you're good to go if you needed to.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman,
my question is:
handful of things to knock out today. Sorry, Steve. They all have motions or resolutions attached to them. I would ask for a motion to approve Eric Pierce's injury time. He's been working off his sick time bank. Because it's in BWC, we're not allowed to approve injury time until it's been 70 days. We've met all the criteria. Basically, it's up to you guys to approve his injury time so we can switch it over to BWC injury time versus
Mr. Mazur.
He got his sick bank. If you don't recall, he was injured on the fire back on January 20th.
Yeah.
Goes back to the doctor March 22nd, and he's hoping he's coming back to work.
All the forms, everything?
All statutory requirements.
Thank you.
For his...
For Eric Pierce, yes. Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion that we accept his injury leave. Is there any questions? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
When you're ready, give us a roll call.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Thank you.
My second motion is just approving the resignation of Firefighter John Brown. He found a job back closer to home that he couldn't turn down.
I think we talked about this out at your office.
Probably.
Yeah.
So he resigned in good standing, effective March 3rd. That's his last day.
You know, I've always... Huh?
He says no, we can get to keep him.
I know. I was wondering that. I mean, if we don't pass this motion...
I would rather keep him.
I'll make a motion that we acknowledge and accept his resignation. What was the date?
March 3rd.
March 3rd of 2024. Any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. Yep.
And then in lieu of that vacancy, we found a young man who is going to take John Brown's place. So I asked for a motion to hire Firefighter Bryson Partlow at Firefighter 1 level, and his first day would be March 25th, pending his pension physical. It's the first day of a pay, or it's the first shift of the first.
That would be his first day?
Yeah. And then if it would please you all, I would like to swear him in on the 4th. Because his family's on vacation, the meeting before that.
April 4th.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And where does he come from?
He is new.
Okay.
He is working part-time at Madison and part-time at Prairie at the moment. He's just getting his medic cards.
So. Yeah, a lot of them have done that. I know.
He's a solid
those days.
Kid. He is impressive, as impressive as.
As we have asked Chief Smith, we would like to meet these officers that we're putting on and firefighters. Mm-hmm. Is there a way you could bring him in on the 21st to meet us before the swearing in?
Absolutely.
On the 4th? Okay.
Absolutely.
That way we can have a chance to meet him and talk to him and ask him some questions. But I would make a motion to hire Bryson Partlow, Firefighter 1, start date would be March 25th, 2024. And I would ask if there's any discussion.
Yes. Sir, is this a motion, or since where it's hiring and there's an expenditure, would this not be a resolution, sir?
That's a good question. There is money involved, so yes. I would say it'd be. Well, the problem of that is.
There's a resolution to hire someone?
Now, previously, we've done resolutions to hire.
Right.
But I was under the understanding from your meetings at the
conference
that there wasn't necessary to hire someone.
My question would be for the board is, when caution, use a resolution. Being a motion, I think that we probably could, but
The problem is,
if we get audited, where is the resolution that we hired? And a resolution is to uphold any expenditures that the board finds being necessary. And there's going to be employment, there's going to be an expense.
But the problem is we have to do an emergency one because a resolution only takes effect after 30 days.
Okay.
So we'd have to do an emergency, and I don't know if that meets the criteria of an emergency resolution.
So,
but you're right, we need to do a resolution, not a motion.
How about if we do a motion to accept on his, if he accepts that we acknowledge, and then we do a resolution when he comes in. See, we can offer a motion, we can take a motion to extend to offer the job, and if he accepts, then we do a motion, then we do a resolution to accept.
But when he comes in at the next meeting, he wouldn't be able to work until the.
You're saying it takes 30 days for the
resolution to take effect.
But the hearing that, he would still be able to have employment. You don't have to wait till it's in fully in effect in order to do that. As soon as the board passes, it's set forth.
I don't think so. We'll check the legal book. Yeah, we'll make a motion to go ahead and put him on, and we'll iron it out on our side.
Absolutely.
I will check the ORC to see if you need a resolution on a hire.
Okay.
So is there a motion?
Yeah, there's a motion to go ahead and bring him on, make sure he passes all of his stuff. And
okay.
We just want to make sure that
all of our ducks are in the row
right
here.
Because eventually, if we have the auditor come back and then we made mistakes, prefer to do it right. It's not a you're doing it right, you're doing it wrong up here. It's just we're talking legal.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you guys.
It's that crossing our T's and dotting our I's.
That's a good question. I need to find out. Does that
It does
do
not.
Do we have to hold something
up 30
days?
We have to hold it for 30 days.
I recall something being said about that at the conference, but I didn't know if that means you can't move
you can't move forward. You can't move nothing on that until for 30 days. It has to be an emergency. And I can't remember the criteria of emergencies.
Okay.
So. That's why we got to keep make sure these guys understand, these department heads, and they need a resolution, be 30 days. It's going to take 30 days from that date of that resolution. And but we have a motion. We had a discussion. Any more discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
All right. Mr. Mazur, whenever you're ready, sir.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Bob.
Next up is a resolution for the then and now PO request to pay Ohio Peterbilt. This is the invoice that we got for engine 192 when it went for brakes and a PM oil change, and the invoice came back. He had to replace a couple of hubs in the front wheels. Came back significantly higher than I assumed. I had enough money in my blanket PO to pay for the initial assessment. When it came back, it was over that PO. So the new protocol is to bring you guys a then and now, and since it's above a $3,000 limit, you guys have to put a resolution on it to make sure this bill gets paid.
Sure. I have a question for you. With the brakes, do we see rotors getting warped and et cetera from the heavy excessive needing to stop and move? And
not necessarily. The rotors they put on these trucks are so heavy duty.
Okay. I was just curious. Because I know nowadays
made for
board it's used for.
They have the upgraded ones where they have the Swiss cheese holes and it allows the heat to dissipate.
We can only get brakes and rotors from the manufacturer of the fire truck.
Okay.
Right.
Complicates things and makes the price go.
I like the fact you're taking it back to the dealer too. So
yeah,
that's where all of our vehicles need to be taken back to. And I'm reading this here, what you'd sent to Robin. Is that a resolution, you say?
There is a resolution.
Yeah, there's a resolution.
Mr. Major, you want to read the resolution?
Certainly.
Or Bob, you want to read the resolution, one of you? And
I have it right here.
Okay.
It's resolution 2024-025. It's a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer to pay Ohio Peterbilt for maintenance and repairs to engine 192 as of then and now. Whereas after product services were rendered, the township received invoice number W06400065-0 for which a purchase order with prior certification of availability of the appropriate funds to pay the obligation by the fiscal officer did not reflect enough funds to pay. And whereas section 507.5.41 paragraph D section 1 of the revised code provides that in certain circumstances a subdivision may authorize payment on a contract executed without prior certification by the fiscal officer.
I will make the resolution is written. So moved. And any discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
All right, James, let me catch up with you here now. I'm trying to do...
No, I was talking about... Bob sent me something and it don't make
I will
sense.
Second.
I just need to see it, that's
yeah,
all.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
And then while he's catching up,
yes.
I was thinking we were talking to medic. Does the medics, you know, like with normal vehicles, the heaviness and the braking,
yes,
do those heat up and warp from time to time?
I don't believe so. They
okay.
take really good care of them.
Sure.
At Krieger, and once again, we pay an extraordinary amount for...
Sure. Make sure. Okay.
The parts
good.
Because of what they're made for.
Right.
And they add an extra 30% because we're a public entity and they know we're good for it. So.
Yeah.
So we have a
We have a second. We have a resolution. We've had a discussion. Now, whenever you're ready, do a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'll use this opportunity. I know these vehicles are expensive, but just a shout out to the crews who take care of these trucks. A fire truck is supposed to be retired after 10 years because it has served its useful life and typically breaks down and isn't taken care of well enough to pursue past that. We are running a fire truck that's 14 years old, which is the one that just got new hubs because they've been run 200,000 miles over 14 years. And our backup truck that just went out the door, we just fought this big fire in Briggsdale right here over the weekend. That truck's 24 years old and still running and pumping like a dream. So
and that's
testament to
that's
you.
A testament to our guys.
Credit to the guys and how they take care of their equipment.
I think I've seen your maintenance log over there. That was just outstanding.
Yeah, we've been able to keep really good track of everything with our... It started as our EMS reporting software, but it's blossomed since then. It does our payroll and does vehicle maintenance.
Yep.
It's pretty extraordinary. But other than that, one last resolution to accept a contract with MediCount, which will be our new EMS billing provider, which I feel like I beat to death over the last three meetings. Basically, I just need the resolution and then a signature from whoever you deem appropriate to sign it, whether it be the chair, Steve, or myself.
I do believe that has to come from the chair.
That would probably be best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Major, you want to read that? Since it looks like you have it in your hand.
I will. It is resolution 2024-027. It's a resolution approving a contract between Franklin Township and MediCount for EMS billing services. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes a contract between Franklin Township and MediCount for EMS billings regarding the Township Fire Department effective April 1, 2024.
And then there's an exhibit attached for you.
So moved as the resolution is written. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Dr. John, thanks.
Whenever you get a chance, we'll take a roll call.
Where those tabs are, Jim. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
The last thing I just want to recognize for the public, to shout out to my crews who put the fire up in Briggsdale. If you've seen any of the pictures from that, it was an impressive cloud of smoke, which means there's a significant amount of fire inside of that building. Our crews made an aggressive but safe attack and knocked that fire out before it spread. Just the talent that we employ here on the end of those hose lines is significant. And if anybody wants to see the picture, I have it. It's an impressive cloud of smoke. But that's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Just real quick, payroll. I know absolutely nothing about your payroll because it's different. But I mean, you don't have to physically be there for payroll to get processed. Like, you can take a vacation and not have to come back.
So because of the way the department is laid out, I have done every payroll since we went to ESO in our scheduling system, because I can do it from the beach or from home.
Okay.
But Lieutenant Brockmeyer is fully capable of doing it in my absence if needed.
God forbid you would be hurt or something.
Right.
He can do
it. He could do it.
Thanks for answering the question.
Yep. Any other questions? Comments?
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you for your time.
I want to see a picture. Thank you.
I guess it would be you, Mr. Mazur.
Okay. I have some motions to approve bills and payroll. Motion to approve accounts payroll reports as written, presented on March 8, 2024 at the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable in the amount of $231,883.34, as outlined in the attached exhibits, from check numbers 700111 to 700061, and electronic vouchers 327.2024 through 423.2024. Okay, that one.
So moved on the motion.
All right, let me get.
Any discussion?
Give me one sec here,
Jim. Yep.
Please.
You're fine.
March. Okay. Motion by Jim. Is there a second?
I'm asking for a second now. Okay. We have a second.
I have a second.
All right.
I was just pausing when he's got up.
Thank you.
Whenever you're ready to do roll call. We're working with you today.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
I have one more. It is, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve two payrolls paid on March 1st, 2024, one in the amount of $9,163.24, and the second in the amount of $178,914.84, for a combined total of $188,078.08, as outlined in the attached exhibits, from electronic vouchers 344-2024 through 406-2024.
So moved on the motion. Is there any discussion? We will pause so Mr. Major can get caught up.
For a second?
I'll take a second.
I'll second.
Mr. Blevins?
No.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. Did I miss something?
Yes,
before I vote? Okay.
We still haven't discussed The last time I've tried to bring it up, I was told, and I see it's down here, but I still want to go over this time clock policy, and until I got the answer, I'll vote no every time on payroll.
Okay. If I, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I wanted to find out, I mean, is this a good time to discuss it? Because, it, you know, I'm relying on the board when I'm voting.
Yeah. I'm just wanting to make sure that we're on the time, that we're all on the time clock. All employees are on time clocks.
Okay.
And the time clock policy is being enforced.
Okay.
In the right manner.
Okay.
So.
Is there someone that is not, or is there something that
I don't know until we have a discussion about it, John. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not trying to be argumentative.
You're not.
I'm trying to say to you, as the person that holds the questions to the key, sits beside you.
Okay.
So I'll ask him the question.
Well, these payrolls here are before the time clock.
I understand.
Okay.
So, yeah, I am a yes. So, Mr. Blevins, you know, if I came across wrong, I apologize.
No, you didn't.
I wish, because if I'm missing something and I hear that and it got my attention, I thought, man, what did I miss? Because I rely on everybody to, this is the time that we share. And
yeah.
If I'm voting yes on something and I don't realize that I'm missing something, it caught my ear real quick.
All right, let's move forward.
I don't know how, since Lindsay's here, she may be able to take the ball on this. There's a discussion regarding creating appropriation accounts for the non-road department work.
Yes, yeah, so like the state auditors had suggested, we need to start paying them out of the general fund when they do brush pickup. House Bill 50, anything. So
right.
We just need the approval from you guys to make the accounts to.
Did you follow? I remember this discussion.
Yeah, I remember the discussion. I remember, but do we need a resolution? Do we need a.
Being that we're spending.
Spending money, I'd say we need to write up a resolution on
yeah.
it. And let's just go ahead and do it and get it on the books for next time. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all we need so that we can.
It's some more of that
honest.
Housekeeping
yeah.
stuff that we were going to continue to have going on probably until the end of time, but let's hope not.
You will.
I'm looking for that light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not there yet. I guess moving on to you now, Mr.
Hold on a minute.
Yes.
I have a question for fiscal.
Okay,
time
yeah,
to ask?
Go ahead.
So I put in a record request for the MOUs.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I have had the MOUs in the past,
mm-hmm.
so I don't want to hear that they're not public record because they are public record.
Mm-hmm.
I've got them in the past, and I've asked for them, and I'd like to know, I want you to tell me why.
I do not believe that I have updated copies for a couple of the MOUs, and I'm just waiting to get those.
And that's scary that the fiscal office doesn't have copies of the up-to-date MOUs.
I understand.
And when we get things sent to us that reference
mm-hmm.
MOUs, I don't know how I'm supposed to do my due diligence if I can't get them.
I understand.
So I guess I'll ask Mr. Mazur.
Ask me.
Number one, does the fiscal office have your up-to-date MOU?
All the up-to-date MOUs are attached to resolutions that were approved by the trustees.
So, do you have all the resolutions?
I would have all the resolutions. We were just verifying that we had all the up-to-date ones before we gave them to you.
Okay.
My question is why are you doing a records request? You're a trustee.
There seems to be a bone of contention about me getting these, sir.
You're a trustee.
You have the right to just get it.
No, you're a trustee.
You
do not have to do a records request.
You're
a trustee. You just go to that department and ask for it.
I hear you three, but okay. I want the MOUs as soon as possible. Okay?
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
Because, Mike, you don't have to. I mean, you are a bona fide trustee.
You don't have to. And he don't have to,
you
but on not. Everything, they make me jump through hoops.
Okay.
And I've talked to you guys about this repeatedly.
So how can we help you so that's
well,
not...
Well, I'm going to start calling it out like I just did.
Okay.
Well, the fiscal department has all the MOUs because they're attached to resolutions.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we had all the updated ones before we gave them to him.
They wouldn't be in a resolution if they're not updated.
I was just making sure with Robin.
Right. Now we're moving forward.
Okay, the first resolution I have is 2024-023, obligations approved by the Township Administrator. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. Again, the period is from February 23rd, 2024 through March 5th, 2024 in the amount of $24,325.75.
So moved as the resolution is written. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
All right. Whenever you are ready, Mr. Mazur.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
The next thing I have is injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. And it's Resolution 2024-024, approving 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be it resolved at the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of 2/25/2024 through 3/9/2024 per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
So moved as the resolution is written, with asking you if all statutory requirements have been made. Paperwork sent in.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Whenever you're ready, sir, give us a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
That's that for you, John.
Gotcha.
The next thing I just want to run by the board some updates that we need to make to the handbook. I think I've sent you some email changes. Nothing major. It's just one simple thing where in the handbook it addresses the ethics, and it should actually refer to page 13, not page 3. And then it addresses force accounts, which was just passed by the state legislation, which increases forced accounts from $15,000 to $35,000, and construction contract bidding require bidding for $45,000 to $105,000. But again, that was just passed by the legislation here recently. The next item is, as Mr. Blevins spoke, that we have time clocks now. I had sent some updates to the policy that you can review. Teamsters contract says 3 minutes either way, 3 minutes before, 3 minutes after to clock in. And Chief, help me with police contract.
Five before, five after.
So I guess my thinking is in the handbook it should just include police have their contract 5 minutes. I can just update the handbook to say 3 minutes, which corresponds with the Teamsters.
Or you know, we could just make 5 minutes.
But if we do that, sir, then when we're talking different Teamsters versus et cetera, if we start, one thing I've noticed when we do any type of work with the union, they start saying past practices. Well, you allowed this past practice. So what we should do is stick to what the contract is, even though it's 3 minutes. If they want to negotiate that in the next contract, so be it. But if we do something outside, even though we're trying to give them a freebie of 5 minutes or equal it, then it comes against us. Yes,
no, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Because I run into that all the time, and then we say, well, the past practice, you did this. Yeah, well, we were being nice.
I would just put a stipulation in there. I mean,
we stick to the contract.
Stick to the contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can, I've read all this, and I'm good with, I'm making a motion today that we implement all these into the handbook if the other two trustees are.
I have discussion, so.
All right, well, I'll make a motion that we put into the employee handbook the revisions that were sent out and that we had read, and the revision to the time clock, including what we have discussed here today, to add, to abide by the contract of each department.
Any questions?
Any questions?
I do. So I read those revisories and things that were sent to me, and it's about as clear as mud. So I'm just going to fire off some questions, and you can give me answers. Is that going to work for you?
Yeah.
So the administrative staff punches in when they get to work.
Sure.
They punch out for lunch.
Sure.
They leave the building for an emergency or any reason, they punch out.
When you say they leave the ground?
They have to go. Let's just say they have an emergency and they have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They punch out.
Absolutely.
When they come back, they punch in.
Absolutely.
All employees and clerical and administrative.
Are you saying my administrative staff?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They leave the grounds, they clock out.
Okay.
Unless they're on township business.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, but you approve that. I'm not trying to run your department. I just want to make sure that these things are run effectively the same way. I'm tired of hearing that Lindsay runs her department. And
it is her department.
And I understand that. But Lindsay's allowed to say that someone doesn't have to punch out for lunch, according to the lawyers. Okay? Whether you believe that or not, it's true.
That is what they said.
There is a? I can prove it to you. She has the right to approve for her employee not to take lunch. It's her department.
Can I say something on this?
Yeah, say it.
I was going back through some other information. This is from Doug Ferguson. That was a letter that came to me, and this is a senior auditor manager for Franklin County for the state. And Mr. Ferguson had stated this question had been asked, and I'll make copies if you guys would like this. It says, please remember there is a motion that has been placed, no more overtime without prior approval of the majority of the board. So the board itself, and when it goes through that, the board has the right of employees as far as timekeeping and etc. So I don't know. I don't know what the reason that I had this. I was going to speak on this when I get up. The reason that I had this, I wanted to address the board to let them know I'm the only board member that was here. And what's important about this is there, and I'll come up with it eventually. I'm going through some of my past stuff. When we're talking about working through lunches, is why I said that. It was brought up and said no for that employee, meaning Robin could not work through lunch. And this went to Doug Ferguson, and there was a resolution, and I'm going to get the resolution that we made, but this letter was dated April 16th of 2018. So I just wanted the board to know that. And then you just spawned it when you said about clocking out for lunch. I have no idea about clocking out for lunch.
And my whole goal of doing this is to not repeat what's happened in the past.
I think we need to check with the labor.
And
I think it's a labor issue. If you're going, you have to have a lunch break if you work an 8-hour day.
And that's what this spawned way back when. But, and then two.
But if she's not working, hang on, John. If she's not working an 8-hour day, if she's only going to work a 6-hour day, then you can wait. Yeah, the boss can wait.
So by your rules, you cannot ask someone in an emergency situation to work through their lunch.
No, you can't.
To get something done.
You can't.
No, you can't.
And that was discussed when the other two board members were on, and I got
that. That's my. Oh, go ahead.
And I've got to get that information as I go back through my stuff. But Mr. Blevins, I don't know for sure, but you may want to accuse yourself from these conversations because of your relationship with Robin, and that two of you live together, this might be something that could get you in hot water.
Could be an ethics issue, but
I don't know that we discussed anything that was that I needed to recuse myself from.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Where did we discuss something?
Well, we're voting on time clocks that is going to be for all employees, and the only reason that I'm saying this is because the article that was, you know, people have read the article in the paper, and that Robin's that what came down that she has to pay back X amount of money because she worked overtime and worked through her lunch, and then we're voting right now on time clocks, and you're voting. The last time you voted no.
The time clocks have already been voted on.
I understand, but that's what I'm talking about.
And so, we're voting on the policy.
And now we're voting on the policy. I would think, maybe I'm totally wrong. I may be wrong.
I voted no on the time clocks?
Yes, the last meeting, you voted no when it came to the time clocks on that resolution.
I voted no on payroll the last time, and I voted no on the payroll today.
Sure. So what I'm saying is, when it affects the fiscal department and it has any effect on Robin, then, and we had a discussion here just now about Robin being able to work through her and that Lindsay could do what she wants, that's where it could get you in ethics.
I think that's why I brought the question up. I wanted to know, does Lindsay have the ability, maybe I stated it wrong,
I don't know. I'm not accusing you. I'm just wanting you to be careful.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't
it
know.
It could be. It could be.
We would need to check with someone. I don't want to accuse anyone. I don't want to make any accusations. It's just like.
You're just kind of looking out.
Right.
Sure
looking out for each other.
That line.
Just like
I could see it. That'd be a good thing to call the ethics bureau on and ask.
Okay.
If you should discuss on it, but I would say as far as clocking in and out for lunch. Everything I've seen from a labor standpoint, labor board, if you work an 8-hour day, there's exceptions of nurses, firefighters, and basically first responders.
It's being done now, and there's no problem. I just want to make sure that we're all doing it the same way.
I couldn't.
But I see what you're saying. If it's not a full 8-hour day, you wouldn't necessarily have to take a lunch.
Right, but if an 8-hour day, there has to be a lunch break in there. Along with two 15-minute breaks.
I don't know that the 15-minute breaks are happening across the board.
But two 15-minute breaks are mandatory, but and they're not they're paid breaks.
Right.
Lunches are not paid, but yeah.
Okay, so to err on the caution of not being in any kind of trouble when you vote for the time clocks, I will recuse myself. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, what you might want to do is just check with ethics to see. It's not like
I don't want to hold it up.
Oh, I don't
you're
either.
You're making more out of it than what it is. I just want to make sure that we're not going to repeat the same problem again.
I think this policy takes care of that.
Okay.
So I'm lost where we are. Is there a motion on the floor?
There's a motion on the floor to implement it. We've had a discussion now. I'm looking for a second.
Okay, I will second.
Okay. When you're ready, let's do a vote.
Yes, sir. Mr. Blevins?
So I'm recusing myself.
Abstain,
there you go.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay. Truck went by and blinded me.
Yeah, right. And so,
the next thing I'd just like to bring to the board's attention.
I can't even see
As
that.
You know, we've been working closely with Franklin County Public Health, and we have an opportunity. And again, I'll repeat it, it's AARP grants, not ARPA. We have an opportunity to get a grant to work with the community garden in Janine to construct a sidewalk around her community garden there near Havenwood. So I want to let the board know that we're in the process, fingers crossed, that we get this grant and we can put these sidewalks in, which would be a nice addition for Janine. She's thrilled that we're doing this. And she's got big plans for her garden coming up this season.
That'd be great.
If we can do it, let's help.
They always do a really good job over there. I don't know if any of you guys had a chance to see that. I can remember when they first started with that. And with the different cultures that are there, some of the different foods that they grow is really interesting.
I've been by there, and it looks amazing, but that reminded me of another question I have for Chief Smith.
Then the next thing I have is a liquor license for a company called Moga 14, located at 403 Georgesville Road. I haven't heard any complaints regarding this establishment. Chief, have you, does it sound familiar?
Yes, they've sent the request for background checks. We've done them and sent them back.
Terrific. Thank you. So I'll get this to Lindsay for her signature.
Okay.
And then I want to bring it to the board's attention. We have these old antiquated COVID policies.
Yes, sir.
I just sat in a meeting with Joe Mazzola and other administrators. Joe Mazzola is the director of Franklin County Public Health. He agreed that all these old COVID policies we have, we don't need. There's probably six or seven of them. What I'd like to do with the board is bring a resolution to you to the next meeting, rescinding them all.
My opinion, let's do it.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to make a motion that at this point we suspend all COVID resolutions until further notice, and then we will be able to come back with new policies.
I would second. I'll ask for a discussion on that. Hearing none, I will second that. That we suspend all COVID policies.
Your motion?
Yes.
Yeah, John's motion.
Don't confuse me.
I am John today.
All right. And you need a roll call. Mr. Blevins.
Yes.
Mr. Leeser.
Absolutely.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
I think we know where I stand on that.
One last thing, I promise. Just wanted to, and I had some correspondence with Julie, with our law firm this morning. Just wanted to know if the board had a chance to discuss in detail your position with Valley View. Before you start, I have sent a letter off to Franklin County Economic Development and Planning and the county commissioners that you trustees had a discussion and you were not in a position to commit one way or the other. So there's room there for continued discussion.
So Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yeah.
I would ask that we would take this into an executive session based upon numbers and fact-finding that I and Steve have received in regards to a township-wide levy if we so deem to move forward with it.
I was going to ask to table this because I need to look more into it anyhow, and maybe we can discuss it when we have our next executive session. Next week, whenever you schedule that, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I think that's it, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Fleshman, you have anything for us?
I don't. I already. Right. Thank you, Mike, for allowing me to speak when you spoke
sure.
on that.
So not
that because it went together.
We try to work together. I'm not.
Yeah. So that's all I had was that.
The only thing I have, and I won't bore everyone with it, I would like to, Chief, can I see you afterwards? I need to ask you a question about a block watch. That's it.
Real quick. We talked about cameras, John. You'd asked
yes.
me.
Yes, sir.
And these guys asked me to look into it and take care of it. We brought back some quotes for anywhere from $500 to $1,000 for a camera. And so I wanted to try this meeting here, and we're doing it on a cell phone.
Yes.
I want to just see how it works, because when I did my investigation and looked at other townships, we do not need to spend taxpayers' money to do this. It's just to get the word out.
Sure.
So what we would do is, when this is over, fiscal would take over because it's part of the record.
Mm-hmm.
Fiscal will give it to administrator, and she will post it on YouTube the same as she posts the
minutes.
Audio.
Yeah, audio.
We're going to use the same policy.
Okay.
If you don't like it, doesn't work, we can always come back and discuss, but I just wanted to give it a try.
So the only thing that I would ask, just from being through some of the conferences, whatever device that we use would need to be a township
device.
And
it
we're
is.
Good.
It's 100% a township phone.
And then the other thing that I may say, if it looks good and et cetera, I don't know which phone it is, if it's a 5, a 7, a 10. If we like what we see, we may want to get another device that does the same thing with the up with the quality, because as you go from, what's the latest one out, sir?
5.8.
Okay. So on those, it goes to 4K, is that correct? So with the audio boost as well, correct? So some of them, if we have problems with the audio boost and if we have problem with like lighting, et cetera, and we think that there's no sense in going and spending, like you said, we may just upgrade one of our phones so that it would have that capability. Because in the future, sir, you're absolutely correct. The expensive things here, that can do just as well.
And I'm sitting here looking at like
I just
one dead camera and another camera.
I just wanted
already.
To give it a try.
Oh, yeah. That was smart.
Let's look at it.
That was smart. So
there you go. That's all I have.
All right. Meeting's adjourned.